Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, from which two continents is Israel working to attract new tourism? We recently visited Fitur, the annual international tourism fair held in Madrid every January, and spoke with Amir Halevi, the General Director of Israel's Ministry of Tourism, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. He told us about how tourism in Israel has developed over the past decades and their plans for the future. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure.
This is the 50th anniversary of the Ministry of Tourism. Why did Israel create the Ministry of Tourism precisely 50 years ago? What happened to make them do it?
You know, it's the historical decision. This May we are going to celebrate the 67th anniversary of Israel, but it was a process, you know, after the establishment of Israel, it was a process till they decided to create specifically office ministry of this tourism. They understood then the potential of for the economy of visitors and the income tourism to Israel. And you know, now we are celebrating the 50th anniversary. It's a very good opportunity to understand and to remind everybody how much it's important, the tourism, for the growth and the economy of Israel. For 2014, we had more than 3.5 million visitors that came to Israel. This is very important, you know, for the people, for the growth, for the economy, for the GDP of Israel. And we hope that we will continue to bring more people, and our target is to be with 5 million tourists that will come to visit Israel for 2017.
What did the ministry do at the beginning, and how has the work of the ministry evolved since then?
You know, the beginning, it was to create everything from the beginning, because, you know, the Jewish community all over, they knew that there is Israel, the new country, new state, only the home of the Jewish people from all over the world. But all the industry was, only at the beginning. It was to create a cooperation and partnership with airlines, the new airlines, new tour operators, to convince them to come to visit the Holy Land. And it was a process, and we are now can see that we can get all the fruits from this activity when we have more than 3.5 million tourists that come to visit Israel every year.
You mentioned the number of tourists, but could you tell us something about the profile of the tourists? Who goes to visit Israel? What kind of people go to visit Israel?
I can tell you that from all over, especially from the US and Europe, but we see amazing growth with the number that coming from Africa, from Asia, specifically from China and India, that we think that that's the new market with a huge potential for Israel. Israel is the only Holy Land in the world, and now the combination of Holy Land and Startup Nation as the land of creation, so it makes us the feeling that we can be very optimistic and just to hope that we'll have quiet all over the world. And I'm sure that we can get to new records with the income tourists that will come to Israel.
Because not only Jewish tourists go to Israel, other groups do too. What do these different types of tourists look for and find in Israel?
I can tell you that, you know, we have, let's say, like Israeli salad. We have from everything. We have also a lot of people that are coming from pilgrims, and the people that are coming to the Holy Land to visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem or the Sea of Galilee. And we have the people that want to come, for business to Israel, because we are the startup nation. We have people that coming for bird watching, that we are the most important thing, place in the world for that. We have people that want to come for the Israeli wineries to run marathons in Israel. We have 4 marathons, very famous marathons in Israel. There are people that coming to the Israeli opera that we have. 3 opera this year, one in Jerusalem, one in Akko, and one in Masada. the biggest outdoor operas that we have. There are people that are coming for the wonderful weather that we have in Israel and the beaches. They want to see, to make a city break in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, where they can find a non-stop city that everything is open around the clock, and they have the wonderful restaurant and bars that are opening 24 hours, and it's something that, you know, even in Madrid, I don't think that you have the tempo that we have, not till midnight, even later, because in Israel you can find restaurants that open 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock, and it's something that you can't find it other ways.
I have to ask an inevitable question. With all the problems that are going on in the Middle East surrounding Israel, in Syria, in Egypt, and the whole Arab Spring that turned into an Arab winter, I think, how has this affected Israeli tourism, if it has, and what are you doing about it?
First of all, you know, all over the world, we are in a situation that you can never know where will be the next time that we'll have to deal with any terror attacks or something else. So it's not only Israel, but for sure that Israel, we have to deal with it from time to time. We had the operation this summer, but I think that in Israel we have a lot of experience with these issues. We know how to manage the tourism, even with operation or the Arab Spring. That's why we are still with good numbers this year. And hopefully, you know, after what we had 2 weeks ago in Paris. And I can tell you, it's not only terror, because a few years ago, all over Europe, everything was stuck from the volcano in Iceland, so everything was stuck. And this week in the U.S., they canceled 5,000 flights because of the weather. So at the bottom line, the tourism industry has to drive between a lot of, stones. And in Israel, the only thing that we have a lot of experience, Israel is very safety country for the tourists. Inside the cities and all over, I think that everybody know that in Israel it's very safe. And when something happens, people know about it, and they will take the decision if they want to delay their travel for later on.
So, after 50 years, what are the ministry's plans for the future? Where do you see it going? What changes do you see in the future?
I think that, you know, we feel, first of all, the government of Israel understand that there is huge potential for growth for the tourism industry. That's why 3 weeks ago it was special meeting of the government about the tourism in Israel. We have this year, we are going to be with a bigger budget for the marketing of Israel. I hope that we will continue with all the new markets that we want to go with them, because, you know, in the U.S. we have, and in Europe we have a lot of activities, we have offices there, but we are going this year to open our big office in China. We have another Chinese airline that they are going to fly to Israel, and from Africa we can see that a lot of groups are interested in coming to Israel. From some other countries in Asia, so we have a lot of challenging, and we hope that, you know, we'll have the good atmosphere to push it and to bring a lot of tourists to Israel.
Is there anything else you would like to say that we might have left out?
Yeah, I think that, you know, first of all, Israel, we have the combination of, I don't want to say everything, because, you know, in Spain I think that you have a better soccer, football, than we have in Israel. So don't come for Israel to watch a football game. But all the other, I mean, food, wine, restaurant, cultural markets, beaches, I think that we have wonderful country, all the holy sites that we have in Israel. So we really hope that many people will come to visit Israel, will be our ambassadors, because after one visit, they will ask them, their friends and family, to go also to visit Israel. So we are waiting for you, and hopefully to see everyone once in a lifetime to come to visit Israel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you would like more information about visiting Israel, please go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.